Good morning. I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. Oysters from the Indian River used to be the mainstay of local diets. When Edward Summerlin settled in St. Lucie in 1887, he grew pineapples, and he looked to the river for fish, green turtles, and oysters. Polly Summerlin Moore is his granddaughter.
Through the years, our family has always gotten oysters. Usually it's a little after Christmas when the oysters really get good, what they call fat. In the summer, they say they're poor. A lot of them get a little milky liquid in them instead of the nice clear liquid like good oysters have. So they have a season when they go for oysters, and they all look forward to it, and I do too.
When Polly was growing up, her father, Ben Summerlin, often took her and her brother out on the river to get oysters.
Sometime it was cold weather, and of course he put us in the water and he stayed on the boat to do what they call cull the oysters. We would put the oysters up there, and then he would knock off all of the extra shell and just keep the better oysters. When you knock it off into the river, that leaves it for creating more oysters. The shells do.
Did you have a particular place where you went?
At that time, you could go anywhere away from civilization, which was right along the shore here. Where I remember going most was up on the northwest coast of the river. And then over in the cuts, there were oyster bars over there. And it was very easy to get them, except in cold weather. He liked big oysters, and it seems that there were more big oysters in deep water. So my brother and I would be ducking down to pick up these oysters we'd find with our feet and getting wet all the way with our head under the water.
In the cold water, too.
And it wasn't very pleasant, right.
But it was worth it.
Oh, it sure was. They were so good. I really miss that. There are only a few places that you can get oysters in the river. A lot of the places are closed for oysters.
When your father was oystering, was this for the family mainly, or did he sell them and ship
no,
them?
No, he didn't sell them at all. He was very fast opening oysters. He opened them for special people that he liked and relatives. We ate a lot of oysters. We ate them fried and raw and scalloped and any way you could fix an oyster. I never got tired of oysters.
Did you have a favorite way of preparing it?
No, not really. Any oyster was good.
Were there any tricks to culling the oysters or collecting them? Any tricks of the trade that you learned from him?
No, not that I learned. I didn't know how to open an oyster. That was smart. I'd have cut my hand, probably. For a long time, they knocked off the flatter end of the oyster. They beat it off the back of the knife or something. I don't remember what they used. And then opened the oyster from that end. And then someone came along and showed them how to open it from the back, from the hinge. Oh, that was so much quicker, because they just put the knife in and turned it, and it opened right up.
What's the most oysters you remember your dad bringing in?
Probably 3 bushels, something in that order.
And he'd get that many in how long? A morning?
Yeah, maybe a couple hours. We also went mullet fishing with him. He threw the cast net. He was very good at the cast net. A lot of times he fished with 2 nets, one that he was throwing and one that he put in the boat for us to get the fish out of. And now he sold the mullet. So they had a smokehouse, and they smoked oysters. They smoked turtle meat. I hate to say it, they smoked sea cow when I was little. Manatees at that time, during the Depression, would feed all of St. Lucie. So everybody was down on the dock to get their roast or their piece of manatee so they'd have something to eat.
Do you remember that?
I sure do. I remember when they would have a tub full of manatee meat. It was the way we lived. That's the way it was.
Polly Summerlin Moore lives in St. Lucie Village. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.